Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jeffries. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. There goes Cecil. The throw from Myatt and Cecil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to third. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a line drive towards center. Averill catches it and throws to first to double up Harris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Burnett moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Farrell scores. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Sewell moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Averill moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Ed Walsh now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to third. Shires moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. Shires scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards third. Com catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wieland now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The ball gets by Myatt. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Jolly moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Harris moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Moberg. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whatwood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.